Warming temperatures are occurring across the northern plains today, and we're going to have a nice couple of warm days. It'll be more summer-like for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures this hour in the 80s across a big part of the region, and we do have a lot of sunshine out there. I think that will likely continue as we go forward through the rest of the day. Now, we do have a couple of weak weather systems that will be coming across parts of the region as we go forward through the weekend, but they're not expected to be widespread rain events. First of all, we'll get the first little disturbance to pass through parts of the region as we get out into the night tonight and into the morning tomorrow. This will impact mostly North Dakota and the northern parts of Minnesota. And it looks like the early indications are suggesting that the rain totals during that time period will most likely be in the range of about 3/10 to 9/10 of an inch. There's a possibility for a county or a part of a county to come up with a little bit more rain. The rest of the region should be left generally dry until we get into Saturday night going into Sunday. But even then, that event is expected to be again focused on North Dakota and northern Minnesota. There may be a few other showers occur in South Dakota and maybe even southwestern Minnesota, but the precipitation in those areas Saturday night going into Sunday will be very sporadic and light. The most significant precipitation will be in North Dakota and northern Minnesota once again, and another 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch of rain with some local amounts getting upwards to an inch and a half will be possible in those areas. The precipitation farther south will be largely minimal though. Now, as we move further out into the forecast period, we do have a low pressure system that will come across the area in the early part of next week, and it will be followed by some cooler air. So the rain chances will become a little bit better for South Dakota and southern Minnesota in particular, and we'll see some moderate rainfall possible during that time period. Early indications are suggesting that there may be several areas that end up with 1 to 2 inches. Again, this is going to be Monday going into Tuesday. Cooler air will then overspread a big part of the region and will go through the majority of next week with milder temperatures once again. The temperatures, though, between now and the first of the week will be heating up, and we'll look for the afternoon temperatures today to be very pleasant for this time of the year, running in the 80s to near 90 degrees with the Missouri River Valley getting warmest. Tomorrow, we will be seeing much warmer conditions with 80s and 90s more common across the region and extremes over 100 possible in central South Dakota. Sunday will be very similar with 80s and 90s and a few 100s, with the hottest weather still being in the southern part of South Dakota. Cooling will occur as we move into the early part of next week, and midweek temperatures will be stuck in the 70s and 80s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.